Okay, guys, it sounds like we're recording. We're real excited about the call tonight. I'd like to personally welcome everybody to the Tuesday night Core Health Products health and hydration call, health education call. We do these the last Tuesday of every month, and as any of you that have been on this call before, as you know, we always try and bring in experts from various different fields. This call is not about pushing one central theme or anything else. It's about education, and it's about bringing people in from various different walks of life and professions to be able to improve the quality of our lives. That's part of our mission statement here at Core Health Products, is to enhance and enrich that quality of life for millions of people worldwide. And we use this as an opportunity to do just that. We've got a great call lined up tonight. We have a very special guest that everyone will really get a lot of benefit from listening. My name is Shan Stratton. I'm owner of Core Health Products. We host this call, as I said, on the last Tuesday of every month. And it's really become a great meeting place for a lot of people to find a lot of information. During the weeks and the months, we get a lot of emails from people asking us to address certain questions or certain topics. Well, this month our focus was on antioxidants and how important and how valuable antioxidants are, and the importance of really living that lifestyle that is not oxidizing, but instead is more antioxidizing, and in many respects we could say more alkalizing. As many of you do know, we promote and support an alkaline-living lifestyle as much as possible through the water we drink, the foods that we eat and digest, the downtime that we have as far as being able to have positive mental attitude and things like that. So the call tonight is really going to be one that's going to be a lot of fun, because I think it's going to give you not only good ideas as to how important antioxidants are, but first-hand life experiences from someone that has experienced all of the challenges that cancer and disease has caused this individual. He's become a great friend of mine, someone that I respect wholeheartedly. I've had the opportunity of spending time with Chris at various different events. I've had the opportunity of sitting in the audience and listening to him speak from the heart and talk about how we improve, or how he overcame the challenges that he's gonna share with you tonight. And I don't want to take any more time. I want to jump right to it. I don't want to take anything away from him either. I will tell you folks that this isn't just someone that by chance beat cancer. Chris is very well known as an author. As I said, he's a speaker. He's a health coach. He's guided hundreds, if not thousands, of people down that path to true healthy living. Now, he was diagnosed, and I'm going to let him speak to the details, but he was diagnosed with colon cancer in 2003, but obviously, as evident here tonight, here we are in 2014, and just one of the most vibrant, energetic individuals that you'll ever meet. He's been on numerous radio shows, TV shows, including the Ricky Lake Show, Lisa Oz Show. He's just been a great inspiration to me included. And so to have him on the call tonight, it was a perfect opportunity, with tonight's call being focused on antioxidants, raw living, those types of things. So with that, Chris, I welcome you to the call, and thank you again so much for taking your time to be on with us tonight.
Thank you so much, Sam, and I am excited to be on this call and share my story. So here we go. In 2003, I woke up in the hospital on New Year's Eve with a third of my large intestine removed and stage 3 colon cancer. Now, leading up to that point, I was having abdominal pain and thought I had an ulcer. And I was only 26. And so, the idea of cancer was not even a possibility in my mind. And but after a series of sort of misdiagnoses, eventually they said, look, you know, the only thing we know to do is we can order a colonoscopy and, you know, stick a camera up there and have a look around. And, you know, when they did that, they saw a golf ball-sized tumor in my ascending colon, which is, you know, on the right side of your body. And for anybody that doesn't know what a colon is, it's your large intestine. So, and you have about 6 feet of it. So they took out a third of that and said, listen, the next step for you, by the way, going into surgery, they had said, we'll just take it out and, you know, you can go back to your normal life. It should be fine. But after they got in there, they did realize it had spread. That was stage 3C. So when I woke up from anesthesia, they said, you're going to need 9 to 12 months of chemotherapy. So at that moment, in the hospital, you know, I was like, oh, wow. You know, I can't believe this is my life. I just, you know, I was dumbfounded. And I was on drugs. So I wasn't thinking very clearly anyway. But a few things happened in the hospital, and I love to tell this part of the story because it really, you know, in the beginning I just accepted that I needed to do everything the doctor said, which is why I had surgery. And by the way, they rush you right into surgery when you have cancer. They don't give you any time to think about your life, to think about your health, to think about maybe why you're sick, maybe what caused your disease, right? They just tell you, oh, we don't know what caused it. It's probably genetic. No, there's no way to know, but it's definitely not your fault. Nothing you did caused this, but we got to get you in surgery right away to get this thing out before it spreads and kills you. And, you know, many cancer patients are in surgery the next day. Literally, the next day they're in surgery after a diagnosis. Well, for me, I had a couple weeks, which is really an eternity in the cancer world. It's almost never that you get 2 weeks, but I was diagnosed right before Christmas, and I said, look, I don't want to be in the hospital over Christmas. I'm going to wait another week. So, but when I was in the hospital, the first meal they served me was the worst cafeteria food you could ever imagine. It was a sloppy joe. A sloppy joe is a really interesting food item because you can't even order a sloppy joe at, I'm going to say, 99% of restaurants do not even have it on the menu because it's so crappy.
You don't think that's the cancer prevention step, huh?
Yeah. So, you know, right, this is the crappiest high school cafeteria food, you know, really, that you could think of. And that was the first meal they served me after cutting out a third of my large intestine, right? They just put it down in front of me on the cafeteria tray, you know, and I think there might have been some applesauce with it or some other, I don't even know what, maybe some Jell-O or something. And I just remember thinking, geez, I mean, this doesn't even make sense. Like, why are they serving such terrible food to sick people, right? So I was certainly not an expert in nutrition. Not that I am today, but I know a little bit more than I did 10 years ago. But that didn't make sense to me. That was a red flag. The day I was checking out from the hospital, the surgeon came in to do one last round or whatever and visit with me before I checked out. And I was chatting with him, and you know, I was a little bit concerned about not messing up the surgery when I went home. And, you know, I didn't want to go home and, like, eat some Doritos and, like, you know, screw it up or whatever. So I said, hey, is there any food I need to, like, avoid? And he says, he says, nah, just don't lift anything heavier than a beer. That was it. That was the advice, the nutritional advice I got from my surgeon. And, you know, I laughed, I kind of, you know, nervous chuckle. But to me, that was another pretty major red flag. Because I was seeing a consistent trend of not caring about nutrition in the medical industry.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that was a little bit bothersome. You know, I just didn't understand it. I knew nutrition was important. I know the difference, which I thought I did, between health food and junk food. Just a real basic understanding, like apples and oranges would be health food and McDonald's and Pizza Hut would be junk food. But they didn't seem to care what their patients were eating. So I went home, and as I was recuperating from surgery and considering my life, I had a very strong internal conflict to chemotherapy. And I think that's pretty common. I think most cancer patients, in fact, almost everyone I've ever talked to, had a very strong instinctive resistance to chemotherapy. They don't want to do it, right?
Yeah.
It's poison. Wait a minute, I'm sick. You're telling me I have cancer, so I'm sick. And now you're going to give me something that's going to make me sicker in order to make me better? Right? It's like, I can't put those two concepts together. It's like trying to put a square peg in a round hole in my brain, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't make the jive. And so I had this conflict, and I was really, really, I didn't know what to do. And so my wife and I are believers, we're Christians, and we just prayed about it, and we sat on the couch, and I just said, God, I don't know what to do. You know, if there's another way besides chemotherapy, just show me, because I don't feel good about this. I feel like it's the wrong thing, but I don't know what else there is. I feel like I only have one option. They've only given me one option, right? So 2 days later, I got a book that was mailed to me from a man in Alaska who I've never met. He knew my dad, and he sent me a book called God's Way to Ultimate Health. And that book was written by another man who had colon cancer and had healed his body with nutrition and a predominantly raw food diet and tons of juicing. And he didn't do any surgery, didn't do chemo, no conventional treatment. And when I read that book, which was 2003, he had been cancer-free for like 30 years, almost. And so that was all I needed. I realized, you know what? If this guy can do it, maybe I can do it. Right? We've both in a human body, and if what he's claiming, which was that the human body can heal cancer, but you have to radically change your diet and lifestyle, right? And the reason you have cancer is because you've been poisoning and polluting your body for many, many years with all of this terrible food you're putting in it, not to mention environmental toxins and stress, right, which are all very destructive to your health. But he was making the case that if you radically change your diet and life, that you can heal your body. Your body can heal. And that made a lot more sense to me. A lot more sense than putting poison in, like trying to poison my way back to health.
Sure.
No sense. So,
and what?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, what was your initial drive for saying that can be the answer? Was it an explanation of raw foods? Was it an explanation of a positive mental attitude? Was it a combination of a lot of things?
It was definitely a combination of a lot of things. But, you know, reading, first of all, the book came, you know, I pray and ask God for another way, and I get a book called God's Way. Right? And I'm like, okay, you know, hey, maybe I should read this. But just as I started to read it, you know, when you read something and it just clicks, you just know this is it, right? And I knew it was an answer to prayer. And as I read through the book, I realized, you know, this is truth. This is truth. I believe that God created the earth for us and that everything we need comes from the earth. It's a very simple idea. And by the way, truth is always simple. Lies are complicated. And anytime you're trying to decide between two things, you should always remind yourself that truth is simple and gravitate towards simplicity. And so, yeah, you know, it just clicked with me immediately. And you know, I didn't want to do chemo. I mean, you know, just I didn't want to do it. And I didn't have another option, and this was an option. a very different option that I got excited about. And so I immediately just dropped everything. I'm doing this. I threw out all the junk food. Let's go to Whole Foods, load up on organic produce. I'm going raw, 100% raw vegan right now. Right?
Yeah.
Where can I buy a juicer? I need a juicer. So I immediately adopted this raw vegan lifestyle with about drinking about 64 ounces of vegetable juice, mostly carrots in the beginning. And I was just on my way. Well, I was really excited, but some family members were not. And as soon as word got out that I was not going to do chemotherapy and I was changing my diet and was going for a nutritional approach to healing, I started getting phone calls from people saying, you have to do chemotherapy. Alternative therapies don't work. And, you know, don't you think it really works they'd be using it? And I started to think, oh, well, geez, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess, but this just makes more sense to me. And I had a lot of fear and doubt that started to creep in, right? Because everyone around me, almost everyone around me, except for my mom, who's always been kind of a health nut, and she immediately supported me. But everyone else around me at the time thought I was nuts. And they loved me, and they wanted me to live. I get it. Right? I don't fault them for it. They really were honestly, sincerely trying to help, quote-unquote, help save my life. And so that made it very difficult because I realized I was alone. And I realized I had two paths that were essentially laid before me. I had a road that was wide and well-paved and well-lit that everyone was going down. And on my left. And on my right, I had basically the equivalent of packing through the jungle alone at night. But I knew that was the path I had to go down. I knew that was the way God was leading me. It was the option he had given me. And I knew that if I chose that path, that he would guide me through it. So I did. Now, in order to appease some family members, I agreed to go see the oncologist. So we go to the cancer clinic, and it's, you know, packed. The parking lot's packed. Can't get a parking place. The waiting room is packed. I go in there, I sit down, I look around, and everybody in there, you know, has gray hair, right? I'm 26, right? And then I'm surrounded by seniors. And I'm just like, what am I doing here? I don't even belong here, right? This is all old people. The TV is on, and out comes Jack LaLanne. The fan, right? He's on the Today Show at that moment, very moment, when in that few minutes span when I'm in the waiting room, sitting on the couch, watching the television, and Jack LaLanne comes out, and he starts going off on the Today Show about juicing and about fruits and vegetables, and this is why we're sick, because we're eating all this man-made processed junk food, and we're not eating food that's come from the earth. We're not eating the food that we were meant to eat. And that's why we're all so sick with cancer and diabetes and heart disease and, you know, fibromyalgia and on and on, all these chronic diseases of Western civilization. And I'm like, man, he's just speaking to me through the TV right now. This is like what I needed to hear so bad, right? When we go in and see the oncologist and I asked him about the raw food diet, he said I couldn't do it. He said it would fight the chemo. He told me I had a 60% chance of living 5 years if I did conventional therapy. 60%. Well, guess what? He was lying. He was lying. I found out later that I had a 28% chance of living 5 years with stage 3C colon cancer.
Mm.
But wait, it gets even worse. Young adults with cancer have a 30% higher death rate. So if you average all the patients together, I had a 28% chance of living 5 years, but it was actually 30% worse than that. So I maybe only had about a 20% chance of living 5 years. 10-year survival was even more dismal, right? 10-year survival, maybe, I mean, it's very hard to get that number because there aren't very many 10-year survival studies, but it's about 10 to 15%. So I didn't know any of that, though. All he told me was I had a 60% chance of living 5 years. Okay? And I thought, that's not great. That's barely better than a coin toss. Right? It didn't inspire much confidence in me to do chemotherapy. And I asked him if there were any alternative therapies available, and he looked me dead in the eye, and he said, no, there are none. And if you don't do chemotherapy, you're insane. Everything else that was said during that meeting is a blur, because I kind of just went into shock. You know, he scared me so bad. And this is what they do. They use fear to intimidate patients to take immediate action, right? The fear of death. If you don't do what I'm saying, you're going to die. And you have no other option, right? That is the message they're conveying. And I was, you know, I basically just was like a deer in the headlights. And I went into that clinic with full confidence in what I was doing. And I walked out of there terrified, and I made an appointment to get a port put in to start chemotherapy the next week. Now, I think that was on Friday, because I had a few days before the port was supposed to get put in, which I think was on a Monday. And over that weekend, you know, I had time to reflect, you know, and think about, well, I've read this book, I have this option, you know, I have this nutritional approach that I can do, or I can do chemotherapy. I thought about Jack LaLanne, I thought about what the oncologist said, I thought about the surgeon in the hospital, I thought about the sloppy Joe, you know. I thought about all these things, and I realized I just had to make a choice, you know. I had the wide road, or I had the jungle.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I chose the jungle. I chose to go alone, which is very difficult. And many cancer patients, it's just too hard for them to do it. It's too hard to go at something alone with no support. But I'm an only child, so I've kind of been used to being alone.
Yeah.
You know, I think it really helps me just being an independently minded person. Growing up that way, it made it maybe a little bit easier for me. But that's what I chose. And you know what happened? My body healed. I got better and better and better. And the cancer didn't spread and it didn't come back. And test after test was clean scans after clean scan after clean scan. Right? And then 10 years later, here I am, you know, completely defied the odds of survival.
Yeah.
I mean, again, 10 to 15% chance that I would be talking to you today. And I don't believe that luck had anything to do with it.
No, and I can certainly say, Chris, knowing you and having spent time with you, that even though the standard might be 10 to 15% chance, I would be willing to bet that in your mind it was 100% chance. You knew what was going to happen. You knew what you were going to do. You knew what you had to do. And that's, you know, that certainly speaks to the kind of person you are, and that is really what has brought you to this point in time. Is you have had to make some lifestyle changes. You have had to spend time looking and learning what are the right foods, what are the bad foods, what is alkaline as opposed to acidic, what are digestive enzymes, you know, all these discussions that you and I have had before. And so let's spend a few minutes on that. You know, share with us some of the things that you've learned and the value behind antioxidants and the value behind raw foods. You know, now the reality is, Chris, and I'm sure it's not a surprise to you, but You know, we have, however, 100, 150 people on the call here tonight, and the chance is very, very few of them would be truly 100% vegan. And, you know, so knowing that, and knowing that most of America is not going to make that full commitment, you know, let's talk about some of the things that we can do on a daily basis to help fight or discourage many of those challenges that we're seeing running rampant in America today, namely cancer, that you have become a champion of.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Well, the good news is I'm not an evangelist for raw foodism or for veganism because I am neither. Okay? So, anybody listening to this call, I'm not a raw vegan anymore. Okay? That was the most hardcore phase of my nutritional protocol. And I did that for 90 days. After 90 days, we modified my diet, working with a nutritionist. It was holistic, naturopathic nutritionist. And we modified my diet to 80% raw. Okay? So, and added some cooked food back in and even some clean meat, all right, in very small amounts. So it's about 5% or less of my diet comes from animal protein. Now, here's the thing about nutrition. Is there's a lot of misinformation about nutrition. There's a lot of opinions about it, right? I have my opinion, someone else has their own. And it's, I think we learn the most about health and longevity from healthy people, not just some guy like me who's like, I'm healthy now, look at me, do what I'm doing, right? But we actually learn the most from people who have healed, right? Not just a health expert that has studied health, but someone who's actually healed and overcome disease, and also from people who have lived a long lifespan, people that are in their 90s and people that are over 100. There's a valuable resource of information from people with long lifespans, and there's a lot of epidemiological research studying people who have exceptionally long lifespans, especially not just an anomaly like some random guy that lives to be 100, but when you look at populations of people and you find, wow, the lifespan of these people in this region is really exceptionally long, and they have almost no incidence of chronic disease. What are they doing, right? What are they eating? How are they living? What does their life look like? And that's the most valuable information to me, I think, and to the world, if the world would start paying attention to literally decades and decades of research that has been published on diet and lifestyle, right? What they call functional medicine, lifestyle medicine, and nutritional science, right? These are not like kooky, hippie, new age concepts. These are scientific principles, nutritional science. So, we'll talk about antioxidants, right? So the value in food, it's not just antioxidants, right? It's vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, fiber, enzymes, and over 100,000 phytochemicals that are in plant foods. There are literally over 100,000 different chemical compounds in plant food that are not in animal products, that are not in meat and dairy, that are exclusive to plants, that do amazing things in your body, all kinds of anti-cancer compounds. So, but cancer is primarily the result of, I don't want to gloss over, actually, a lot of things I could say, I don't want to gloss over too many things, but one major component of cancer is oxidative stress in the body. And it helps understand what oxidative stress is. Oxidative stress is caused by oxidation. Oxidation is when oxygen breaks down matter. So if you cut an apple and you leave that apple sitting out, it turns brown. That's oxidation, right? Oxidation is breaking down that apple. Now, the modern cancer industry's approach to cancer is kind of like if you have an apple and it has a brown spot, right, a soft spot, and you're like, oh, this apple is going bad. How can I solve this problem, right? Let's just cut the bad spot off, the apple, right? That's like cutting the sugar off your body. What does that do? Yeah, that will temporarily stop the oxidation of the apple. cutting a tumor off will temporarily stop cancer in your body, but the tumor is just a symptom of the disease. Just like the soft spot or the brown spot is a symptom of the oxidation of an apple, okay? And oxidation is happening in your body. It's the result of nearly every single biochemical reaction in the body produces free radicals. Free radicals are like the toxic waste that's produced when your body runs. So if you think of a car engine, the car engine burns gasoline for energy. But there's a byproduct. It's called exhaust, right? And that exhaust is toxic smoke that comes out your tailpipe. Well, your body is the same way. Every cell in your body burns sugar, energy. But there's a toxic byproduct that's produced. Well, there's more than one. But those are called free radicals. And they have to be eliminated, neutralized, and eliminated from the body. It's the exhaust. And antioxidants is the way your body does that. Antioxidants neutralize free radicals. If free radicals in the body are not neutralized, they cause oxidative damage to surrounding tissues, whether it's in your blood vessels, or it's in your heart, or it's in your liver, or your kidneys, or your digestive tract. Free radicals are causing damage, and so your body is constantly neutralizing them, constantly. It's just, it never stops doing it, okay? Now, the body produces free radicals, right? It produces antioxidants. But here's where we get in trouble. We get in trouble when we're eating food that is man-made, it's unnatural, and it's loaded with artificial flavors, colors, preservatives, sweeteners, trans fats, and just chemicals, right, that the body was never meant to ingest, okay? So when you put in those kind of foods, you are literally putting poison in your body. And your body has to work harder to stay healthy. It has to produce more antioxidants to neutralize all these additional free radicals that you're putting in your mouth. And that are byproducts of chemical reactions in the body as the body tries to sort out what to do with these weird chemicals you put in it. Okay? And this is where antioxidants are so critical. And if your body is constantly trying to detoxify, which it is, but working harder than it needs to detoxify, then you are overloading your system. And it's only a matter of time, right? It may be months, it may be years, maybe a few decades. But if you're constantly assaulting and bombarding your body with tons of junk food, man-made food, and excessive amounts of meat and dairy, you are taxing your body's detoxification system, immune system, antioxidant system, all of those systems. And eventually it's going to be a tipping point in your health.
Yeah.
So the people...
I'd just say one way of looking at it and really simplifying it is, as you said, your body creates both antioxidants and the oxidative stress or the aging process, if you will. And the minute that you have more the minute that you have more oxidative stress going on in your body than you do antioxidants being produced or ingested, that's when the challenge really begins, and then at whatever rate that advances is really dependent upon what that ratio is of how fast those free radicals are being produced and at what rate you're consuming or creating the antioxidants, and that's really why it's important for us to eat foods and or take supplementation that have both antioxidants and antioxidant precursors to help the body stimulate the natural production internally. So that's one way of looking at it, is that's why we've got to do our part, because it is a natural process that free radicals are created.
Yep, that's right. And there's a constant balance. I love the way you put it, because, again, you always want to have a very high reserve of antioxidants in the body to combat free radical production. Right? And anytime your free radical production or the free radical levels in your body exceed your antioxidants, you're going to have damage. You're going to have inflammation, right? And inflammation,
yeah.
Chronic inflammation, leads to disease. I mean, virtually all diseases in the body are the result of chronic inflammation, whether it's heart disease or diabetes or bowel intestinal disease or cancer. They all start with inflammation. Okay?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Here's what's amazing about fruits and vegetables is, let's just talk about fruits, for example. So the body runs on sugar. You need sugar. Every cell in your body burns sugar for energy. And when you eat fruit, you get sugar for energy, which is wonderful. And you get antioxidants that immediately combat the toxic waste, the free radicals that are produced when your cells burn that sugar for energy, right? Which is it's perfect food, right? It's perfectly designed for us. Now, if you compare that with a candy bar that's loaded with white sugar, right? Or let's just say white sugar, no other ingredients. When you eat white sugar, you get energy from white sugar, but you don't have any antioxidants coming into the body with it,
right?
So then your body has to work harder to produce and to draw from its own reserves of antioxidants to neutralize the free radicals produced by energy production. Okay? So that's why whole foods, right, fruits and vegetables are perfectly designed to nourish our bodies, because it's the total package. You're getting sugar for energy, lots of different types of sugars, but then you're also getting vitamins and minerals, like you talked about, and all these hundreds of thousands of phytochemicals, which are the precursors to your body producing its own antioxidants, and you're getting the antioxidants contained in fruits and vegetables as well. So, you know, I love this, because when I talk about this kind of stuff, it gets me excited, and I feel like, and I hope that it changes people's minds about eating, because to me, I think the worst thing we can do, and I know you agree with me on this, Shan, and there's probably very little we disagree on, but the worst you can do is tell people, don't eat this, don't eat that, right? To give people restrictions and tell them no, right? It's like you're putting chains on them. And I think that's the worst way to get people to change their health. I think the best way is to explain how amazing fruits and vegetables and whole foods from the earth are for your body, so that people just want to eat them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
one thing you said there, Chris, that really made sense to me is, most of the listeners know that I like to speak with by analogy and visual and stuff like that, but when you were talking about, we've got to supply the body. The body has a great ability to produce antioxidants. The most potent and powerful antioxidant that the body creates is SOD, or superoxide dismutase, which we'll talk about here in just a few minutes. But the body has to produce those antioxidants to combat the free radicals being produced by everyday living or by excessive living of the bad foods and the stress and the things like that. That scenario is parallel, identical to the enzymes that we talk about. The body does a great job of producing enzymes. However, whenever we're consuming foods that don't have enzymes, our body goes into a fight or flight response, and it tries to create as many enzymes as it can. If it can't create enough of the enzymes, then we have an issue that we refer to as indigestion, or many of the other problems that undigested foods create. And we have that same exact scenario with the antioxidants. If we're going through a stressful situation, if we're consuming bad foods, like you said, fried foods or sugary foods or whatever the case might be, then we better be smart enough to say, body probably won't be able to keep up with it, so let's provide the antioxidants the best we can in fruits and vegetables, but let's also provide those building blocks, like we do with the enzymes, for the increased production of the body's naturally occurring antioxidants, the SOD and the glutathione peroxidases and the catalases and all of those. So you know, it was really cool how you laid that out, and I saw an exact parallel with what we've taught for 22 years, and that is enzyme supplementation. Antioxidant supplementation is just as important if we're not going to get adequate amounts from the fruits and vegetables that we eat every day.
Yeah, you want to, again, this is a daily process. You really have to put them in your body every day. Your body is running and burning and creating free radicals every day. And we didn't even mention, I have to mention, that we're being assaulted with air pollution, water pollution, chemical pollution, right? And those are free radical-producing toxic chemicals. So not only, you know, and some of that is beyond your control, right? A lot of the environmental pollution, you can't get away from it.
Electromagnetic fields from the cell phones and the microwaves and the TVs, and yeah, I mean, we're bombarded every day.
Right, and your body, the great thing is the body can heal itself. It can repair oxidative damage. It can repair free radical damage. But if it's overloaded, then the damage accumulates and inflammation persists in the body, right? And if you imagine your body like a factory, right? You've got a factory with all these different departments, right? All these different systems in the body are like a department and like one part of a factory, right? You've got your endocrine system, which is your hormones. You've got your immune system. You've got your reproductive system. You've got your cardiovascular system. You have your respiratory system. You have your musculoskeletal system, right? All these systems work together. They have to work together to produce a healthy body and to maintain a healthy body, just like all the different teams in a factory have to work together to build a car, right? Well,
yeah.
If one team doesn't show up to the factory one day, you've got all these parts coming down the assembly line, but guess what happens? The car doesn't get built right because there's a team missing, and what happens is chaos. You just imagine all this stuff coming down the assembly line, but there aren't enough workers to put the cars together. And so that you've got all these half-built cars falling off the end of the assembly line and piling up and making, you know, just a huge chaotic mess. That's what happens in the body when we're nutrient deficient, right? When we're overloaded with stress, with environmental toxins, with unhealthy food toxins, the body is trying, you know, it's just going and going and going and going and trying to produce as many, you know, antioxidants as it can. And you're dumping in huge loads of food, and so it's like, oh, we got a huge load coming in. Oh, we need all the resources in here to process all this food and break in all this food. And it's like, well, but we're short-staffed. What are we going to do? Like, we don't have enough resources. We don't have enough energy. And a lot of us live in this constant state of just chaotic, like what I call internal chaos, right? Because we're nutrient deficient. We're stuffed, but we're starving.
Yes, and let me add to that, Chris, to break it down even one more step. As many of the listeners know, you hear me often say in every event I do, just as you said there a minute ago, Chris, we are a country, a people that is overfed yet undernourished. And that's an important part of understanding what Chris is talking about here, is all the pieces have to work synergistically together. When we break that down one step further, that's exactly what we teach here at Core Health Products, is the importance of whole food supplementation. We see all kinds of supplements out there that might be providing vitamin C in the form of an ascorbic acid, or a vitamin E in the form of alpha-tocopherol, or various different extracts, maybe, from fruits or vegetables or whatever else. But as Chris even said a minute ago, in each fruit and vegetable or all of those foods, there are over 100,000 different phytochemicals, which I would refer to as cofactors.
Yeah.
Every single food has multiple pieces and smaller pieces that work synergistically together. And And so that's why, especially like in our core health pack, I've taken great pride in making sure that all of our ingredients are taken in that whole food form, in its whole form, to make sure that we do have the vitamins, the minerals, the right ratios, but more importantly, all of the phytochemicals, all of the cofactors, all of the enzymes and coenzymes to make sure that they work synergistically together. So that's a great analogy that you just laid out there, Chris, and I think that's what we followed, especially with like our Core Health Pack for as our lead product. It has all of those vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and probiotics and prebiotics and enzymes and all of those things with the cofactors to work synergistically together. So, important point.
Yeah, there was a really fascinating study that I read recently where, you know, if you take an apple and you extract the vitamin C in an apple, you will get less than 100 milligrams of vitamin C from an apple. But if you take the entire apple and eat it, or analyze it in a laboratory, the entire contents of the apple, it has the antioxidant power of 1,500 milligrams of vitamin C.
Wow.
So an apple is the equivalent of 1,500 milligrams of vitamin C in terms of nutritional power and antioxidant power, but if you extract the vitamin C, there's less than 100 milligrams, right?
Yeah.
And that's the perfect demonstration of this, to use the word perfect again, perfect synergy between all the cofactors that are found in whole food, because it's perfectly designed to nourish our body. So here's the practical stuff. Everybody that's listening, this is like, okay, like, you know, what am I supposed to eat, right? Well, the nice thing is truth is simple. If it's a fruit or a vegetable or even some whole grains like oats, rice, these are wonderful foods. Sweet potatoes, they come from the earth, and they're good for you. Eat them, right? Preferably organic, non-GMO. But I've got some really cool antioxidant information for you. So we'll start with the okay. So here, these are some power foods in terms of antioxidant power. The most powerful antioxidant food on earth. We'll just start with the number one, is called amla. This is the Indian gooseberry. It's also known as amalaki.
Yep.
Amla is a berry that looks like a cross between a green grape and a ping pong ball. And they taste terrible. They are sour and bitter and just disgusting. But you can go on Amazon and buy organic amla powder, organic amalaki powder. And it literally is the highest concentration of antioxidants of any food on planet Earth that's ever been studied. And only 1/4 teaspoon would be a serving. That's how potent it is. So I've been taking amla for 10 years and putting it in juice and smoothies. It's an easy, super power antioxidant you can add to your diet. Red rice has 10 times more antioxidants than brown rice. Red rice. And it cooks twice as fast. So red rice is like one of my favorites. Also, black rice is really terrific too. It has about 4 times the antioxidants of brown rice. And it cooks twice as fast. So red and black rice, mix it up. Let's see. The highest antioxidant spices, number one is cloves. Number two is allspice, cinnamon, oregano, and mint. These are mega, mega antioxidant powerhouses. And so you can supercharge almost any meal by just adding spices. It's the easiest way to supercharge anything you're eating. Oatmeal with cinnamon and allspice, antioxidants through the roof. Sweet potatoes with cinnamon and allspice, antioxidants. You get more antioxidants eating a sweet potato with cinnamon and allspice in one meal than most Americans get in a week's worth of meals. It's, I mean, that's how high the content is.
And everybody knows how much I talk about sweet potatoes. That's been something we've talked for years, Chris. Raw sweet potatoes, one of the greatest nutrient-rich foods on the face of the earth. So love hearing you talking about that.
Yes, love sweet potatoes. Now, here are the healthiest sweeteners. The highest antioxidant sweetener is date sugar. And date sugar is actually just ground up dates. That's all it is. Dehydrated, ground up dates, and it's delicious. You can use it in oatmeal. I use it to sweeten oatmeal. I eat oatmeal for breakfast every day. You can use it to sweeten lots of things. I mean, it's just great. You can use it in baking. You can use it in oatmeal. You can use it in smoothies. It's not great to use it like tea because it will kind of thicken it. Because, again, it's not a crystal, right? But date sugar is a wonderful, highest antioxidant sweetener. The second highest antioxidant sweetener is blackstrap molasses, which may be my money's on molasses for being the healthiest overall sweetener, because blackstrap molasses is really rich in potassium, magnesium, iron, and calcium, not to mention the super high antioxidant content, and B6. So, again, date sugar and blackstrap molasses, wonderful, health-promoting sweeteners. Guess what I put them in? I put them in oatmeal, right? Very easy.
Before you go on to the next one, let me mention that most of these things that you are mentioning are ingredients in their whole food forms that we use in either our Core Health Pack or are in the greens or something. But our Core Health Pack has many of these things that you're talking about in their whole food extracted form. So go ahead.
Great. Yeah, that's great. A couple of the highest antioxidant vegetables. Number one would be beets. Number two is red peppers. But all of your really rich, dark green leafies, like kale and spinach and Brussels sprouts, all the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli and Swiss chard, all of those deep green vegetables, your red vegetables like tomatoes and red pepper, your yellow vegetables. You want to really eat the rainbow, because they all have very special carotenoids and flavonoids and antioxidants and all these wonderful compounds. The best antioxidant on a budget, in other words, the highest, the most for your money, is going to be purple cabbage. Red cabbage, purple cabbage is the cheapest source of antioxidants in the grocery store. You get the most bang for your buck. As far as nuts, the top antioxidant nut, not surprising, most people know this, it's the walnut. Number one. Then pecans, also hazelnuts, pistachios, and almonds are in there as well. And so, you know, eat those nuts. Hibiscus tea is the highest antioxidant tea. Beverage, really, the richest antioxidant beverage you can drink. For years and years, everyone thought it was green tea, and it was green tea. But the most recent nutritional content antioxidant food study, where they, you know, examined several thousand different foods and tested their antioxidant values, they found that hibiscus tea, which some of you have heard of, like zinger tea, like red zinger, that's hibiscus tea. It has a significantly higher antioxidant content than green tea. So go to the grocery store, get yourself some red zinger, celestial seasoning, you know, just hibiscus tea. It's really good. So those are some of the fun ones that people don't, you know, most people haven't really talked about, don't know much about, that are super high sort of antioxidant superfoods. But the wonderful thing is that all fruits and vegetables have antioxidants and have tons of antioxidants, right? Oranges, apples, bananas, peaches, grapes, strawberries, blackberries, blueberries, they're all rich in phytochemicals, vitamins, minerals, nutrients, antioxidants. Just eat them. Eat them every day, preferably 5 to 6 servings. If you want to go hardcore, you know, 10 or more. servings per day. When I was sick before I had cancer, I was eating like one or two fruits and vegetables per day. And after I adopted my hardcore anti-cancer diet, I went from eating one to two servings of fruits and vegetables a day to eating between 15 and 20 per day. So
wow.
if you think that will make a dramatic, dramatic impact on your internal metabolism, on your body's ability to repair and regenerate and detoxify, you're crazy. Because it will.
It will. And Chris, I wholeheartedly, emphatically express to people that, you know, there will never be a supplement, a product, nor anything else made by man, extracted, or anything else that is going to be as beneficial as eating the fruit and the vegetables and those whole foods in their raw organic forms. Now, having said that, of course, many people are not able to, or probably more correctly said, not willing to do those 6 or 8 or 10 or 15 servings of fruits and vegetables and stuff per day. And that's exactly why we do have the Core Health Pack and the greens. And Chris, I want to touch on the greens just real quick. We've only got 3 or 4 or 5 minutes left here, but I do know that you've taken the greens, that it's been a product that you've enjoyed, but let's talk about it not so much for it being one of my products, but more so the reason that you would say Core Greens is so important for a daily consumption, given what you know.
Yeah, Core Greens is one of my favorite greens powders. And there's only a handful of companies and greens powders that I would even take, and I like to rotate. I like variety with it, you know. But I'm actually out of town right now. I'm at the lake, and I brought a greens powder with me, and it is Core Greens. This is the one I brought with me to the lake, and I take greens every morning, several times a day. But the first thing in the morning, that's what I do. It's like I get up. I drink, I get my, like, glass shaker bottle. I fill it up with about 18, 20 ounces of purified water, and I add greens powder, and I drink it first thing. It's just a great way to alkalize the body, to just get started. I don't drink coffee. I don't drink, you know, caffeinated tea or anything like that, which, by the way, you know, this is going to ruffle some feathers, but if you need coffee to get through the day, there's something wrong with your diet. Because, I'm just saying, listen, if the shoe fits, if you need coffee, there is something wrong with your diet, because you should have an abundance of energy, and you're eating the wrong foods. And meat and dairy drain you. They drain your body of energy because they require so much digestive energy to process. But anyway, I'm getting off track. But yeah, I love Core Greens. It's great. You know, when you first sent me a... when I first tried it, actually, which wasn't even from you, it was from our friend Lynette. This was a couple of years ago when I first tried it. I'm such a nerd about supplements, and I'm like, what's this about? You know, and I'm reading the label, and I'm like, oh, great, organic, great, 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 all organic ingredients. That meets my standard. I don't take products that use organic ingredients. It's important to me. And then I really, really like what you chose. The formulation you chose, which maybe you could speak to that, but the specific greens that you chose, especially broccoli, parsley, spirulina, like all of those really, really good power-packed greens that are in there. I know you got alfalfa leaf, wheatgrass, and barley grass, and I don't even know all of them off the top of my head. I just know there's some of them that are in there.
Yeah.
So, why did you pick those?
Well, interestingly, that is a great question, perfect setup question. Most people on the call know of my true belief in alkalizing the body. I've learned more and more about that, especially the last 3 or 4 years, learning from GE Magic and the alkaline ionized water and its importance and all of that. But there's a fundamental truth that the body functions better in a slightly alkaline environment, how it's supposed to function. And so when I looked across the board at most all of the greens products that are out there, most of them are formulated and put in X amount of milligrams in that serving based upon their nutritional count, which is important. I am certainly not taking anything away from that, but I chose to use the most alkalizing greens from the top down. And that's really why we've got so many NBA teams and Major League Baseball teams and professional athletes and general public and stores that are carrying it. And, you know, just people are understanding the need for alkalizing ingredients. So when we started from the very top, the alfalfa is extremely alkalizing. Then you go to the wheat grass, the barley grass, the oat grass. Then we go into more things that you were talking about, Chris. We have the spirulina and the chlorella, sea kale, broccoli. That goes on down through kale and so on. But when you look at those 14 organic, 100% organic, 100% non-GMO, all of that, vegan, raw, 100% gluten-free ingredients, it's unbelievable the reactions that we're getting from people because they're finally getting not only nutrient-rich ingredients, but they're getting very alkalizing ingredients every single day. And we've got people doing it 4, 5, 6 times a day, like you were talking about, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just the results have been unbelievable. So, you know, our greens product, and if I could brag just a little bit here, in just one serving, you get more vitamin A than if you ate 12 broccoli spears, more vitamin C than 20 cherries, and more calcium than 5 bananas, and more iron than 15 Brussels sprouts. And, you know, ultimately, I honestly would tell you, if you could eat 15 Brussels sprouts and 12 broccoli spears and 24 strawberries, I would suggest you do that. But if you can't, the core greens and the core health pack is a perfect fit for you because they're direct whole food extracts, organic, vegan, non-GMO, all of that.
Yeah, I'm really big on, you know, the supplements I take are whole food supplements, and they just have to be. Because, you know,
they have to.
The thing is, there's been some very, you know, some of the listeners on the call, and Shane, I know you probably caught these headlines, but over the years, you know, occasionally there will be a headline that'll come out that'll say, you know, vitamin E consumption increases cancer risk, right? Or antioxidant supplementation increases cancer risk. You know, it's like, what? Like, what is it? What do you, you know, and you know, a lot of people that don't really understand are like, oh, what does that even mean, you know? But,
yeah.
But the truth is that, yeah, they've done these studies where they evaluate people, and even vitamin A, that's another one, that are taking these isolated, fractionated vitamins like A or E, or taking an antioxidant supplement that is not a whole food, not in a whole food form. It's in some kind of isolated, like I said, fractionated form. And guess what? When you isolate and fractionate nutrients, even from nature, they can actually be toxic to the body, right? When you just try to synthesize out, let's just, you know, take this reductionist approach. Instead of eating the apple, let's just take out the vitamin C. That's all we really need anyway, right? And the truth is that, yeah, when you isolate, now vitamin C can have certain applications medically, like I did vitamin C IVs for cancer. So there are certain applications for individual vitamins. But by and large, this is something you really don't want to take on a daily basis. You don't want to take extracted vitamins. If you're taking a supplement, you want to take something that is in whole food form. What is a whole food supplement? That's where they take, let's say, an apple, and they dehydrate it, or they juice it, and then dehydrate the juice, and then you have a powder that you can put in a capsule, right? But it's not altered in a laboratory. It's not produced from petrochemicals, right? It's basically just, like I said, reduced. So
well, you're exactly right, Chris. And you know that is again. I go back to there are other products and stuff out there, and our goal is to help you understand that we have a place for you to come. That we have whole food extracts, because that is the important point that, that Chris and I try and drive home. You can have 9 out of the 10 important pieces to a certain nutrient, but without that 10th piece, not, those other 9 probably will not be functioning properly, and in some cases, as Chris, you referenced, they can be seen as toxic to the body and cause more damage than good. So whole food extracts only.
Awesome.
So, well, with that, Chris, we're even a little bit over time tonight, but it was well worth it. I know everybody on the call, I am sure, enjoyed listening to you and your stories and your wealth of knowledge. Before we do close it out here, though, any final words from you, anything you'd like to add or leave with the listener?
Yeah, I guess I should let people know where they could find me. I have a website called ChrisBeatsCancer.com. And this started as a blog a few years ago. You know, I actually waited 7 years after I was diagnosed before I sort of went public with my story. And I was just very conscientious. I didn't want to be one of those people that just jumped out and was like, hey, look at me, I healed cancer, you know, and then it comes back. You know what I mean? So I was just very cautious about that, and I spent 7 years reading and researching and learning and just trying to understand why what I did worked. You know what I'm saying? Trying to understand, was I just a fluke? Was I lucky? Or is there science behind nutrition? Is there science behind healing, right? And we've talked about a little of that tonight. But the point is, I started this blog, and it really just kind of blew up. You know, I started sharing my story and sharing nutritional research and information, really the truth about chemotherapy and radiation and how destructive they are and how ineffective they are, and also interviewing other people who have healed using nutrition and natural methods. And it's just really grown into just a wonderful resource. It's all free. Everything on the site's free. I am writing a book that will be out hopefully later this year, but you know, this is just a free resource that anyone with cancer, A, will be very encouraged by, because there's so much info on nutrition and survivor testimonials, people that have healed and exactly what they did. And not only that, but information on, you know, the flip side, which is chemo and radiation, and really why you should seriously consider, well, you should really take your time before you agree to those kind of treatment methods, because most patients are just rushed into them and they have no idea how destructive they are. They have no idea that they can cause secondary cancers. They have no idea that they destroy the immune system. They have no idea that they cause brain damage, liver damage, heart damage, kidney damage, hearing loss. they just destroy the body. It's just crazy. It's really, really crazy. And there may be some cancer patients listening tonight. I obviously don't want to scare anyone, but it's just information gives you, it gives you power to make wise decisions. And ultimately, that's what I'm all about. That's why I'm, you know, talking to you tonight, is just share information. I have nothing to tell you, you know. I just want to help people get well. And so that's why I do what I do. So, Shan, thank you so much for letting me speak and talk to your people.
Hey, my pleasure. I'm certainly proud to have you on. And again, folks, all you listeners, his website is Chris Beat, B-E-A-T, Cancer. It's a fantastic website, a great place to support Chris and the causes there and other people that are looking for support as well. So, Chris, man, much respect to you and appreciation to your wife and children for letting us take a few minutes of your time tonight. And with that, we'll close out with our usual announcing of a special. Before I do that, though, I do want to let everybody know, because we have been just inundated with emails and questions about when is the new book going to ship. We had a large amount of pre-orders, and as of about 2 o'clock this afternoon, we received all the books from the printer. And tomorrow they will start shipping to all of our pre-orders. Anybody that wants to buy a book is certainly available. They're all in stock. The name of the book is Living Alkaline in an Acidic World. And it's about 140 pages, 130 pages, somewhere in there, of alkalizing recipes, talking about alkaline water, ionization, research on how all of that works. We talk about the alkalizing properties of enzymes and whole food nutrients. We talk about the alkalizing benefits of the core greens. But the menu section, or I'm sorry, the recipe section is for kids. We have different protocols. Folks, it's a great book to help people understand how to live more of an alkaline lifestyle in this more and more every day becoming more and more acidic world. So it is on our website at corehealthproducts.com. And it will be available at our first, it's first launching at our event this weekend in Seattle, Washington. It's actually in Lynnwood, but I'll be speaking Friday night in Lynnwood, just outside of Seattle. I think that Jim Shelton said they're sold out at that event, but we're also doing Saturday and Saturday afternoon and evening. So it's going to be a fantastic event. If you want more information on that, you can email us at our email address, info@corehealthproducts.com. Now, for tonight's special, guys, in reference to our topic being antioxidants, the coupon code is ANTI, that's A-N-T-I, that's all you need to put in there, no capital, doesn't matter, A-N-T-I, and what that is going to give you is just a flat across-the-board 13% discount on your entire order, regardless of what you order or how much you order. The exception is that does not apply to case pricing for stores and clinics and so on. Now, one thing I will add to that, guys, is for all orders over $125, I will add a free book, one of my new books. I will autograph it, personalize it. That will automatically be put into your shipment. All you have to do, again, is put ANTI in the coupon code section and an order over $125. Give you that book for free. So thanks again, everybody. We apologize for running a little bit late, but I think it was well worth it. Chris is, again, a wealth of knowledge, a very, very humble, upstanding, great citizen, and just a great individual. And I thank you again for being on the call tonight, Chris. And with that, we'll close it out. Thank you all so much. God bless, and have a great night. Goodbye.